To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
First and 10 at the 18. Hurts, looks, fires. It is incomplete. Was it intercepted?
Game's over.
Let's see.
It's intercepted.
It's intercepted by Tony Jefferson, and the game's over. Oh, my goodness.
Interception by the defense. That is the game.
Fourth interception of the game.
Yeah, oh my goodness, or some variation of it, was said in a lot of homes around the Delaware Valley last night. Said on the air here by the voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese. He joins us, as he does after every game, to unpack it as the Eagles go down 22-19 last night in L.A. against the Chargers. Merrill, good morning. I know it was, I'm sure, a long night flying back. Merrill, how are you feeling this morning?
Merrill.
Well, it's a very, very disappointing loss. Every loss is disappointing, of course, but that one especially, because there they were on the doorstep, and even though they made so many mistakes during the game, they were on the precipice of winning that game, and it just didn't happen. What a weird deflection that was off the fingertips of one guy and grabbed almost by one person in one hand. It was just a crazy play, but a ball that probably shouldn't have been thrown in a situation like that, where you have a first down, you have several cracks at it, and you have to hit an open receiver, not somebody on a who was well covered at that point.
Yeah, Mayor, I agree. It felt like almost like a third down play, third and long play on first and 10, which didn't make any sense in that spot. Mayor, it was a very frustrating night, and the biggest source of frustration, as you can imagine, Mayor, with our listeners and callers today, is the quarterback and the turnovers. It's really become it's piling up the last few weeks after such a long stretch where Jalen took care of the football. Now we've gone the other way, and obviously last night, a career worst 5 turnovers for Jalen.
Yeah, you don't expect that, and you don't see that very often. In all fairness, there were several plays that really defined this game. I thought one of the plays was early in the game on the first possession by the Eagles when Jalen went downfield for A.J. Brown. I actually thought that's a pass. That's the reception that he usually makes. It was just on his fingertips. It would have set the whole tone for the game, so that was a big one. Another big one was when right before halftime they had a first and goal at the 2, and then there was a holding penalty that moved them back and they had to take a field goal. That was a big play. There was another play late in the game where, well, before that, one of the interceptions was a high pass for A.J. Brown, but a ball that you see him come down with so often, and that was a deflection for an interception. And then the other one was the pass into the corner of the end zone. And I guess A.J. Brown is so great, such a great talent, that you expect him to make the really tough catches. If it's a 50-50 ball for most people, it's like a 90-10 ball for A.J. Brown. And that was a pass into the corner of the end zone that would have put the Eagles up by a touchdown and would have made all the difference in the world. And instead, that one was, there was somebody grabbing his arm and making a great defensive play. But I've seen A.J. Brown make tougher balls, tougher catches than that, where he just snatches it away and says it's mine.
Merrill, I agree. And here's the thing. None of them, I would say, would have been super easy routine plays, but they're all plays he can make. They're all plays we've seen him make before. And Merrill, the surprising part, I guess, when you add them together the way you just did is you called it 50-50. You would think one of those three, at bare minimum, A.J. Brown comes down with. And unfortunately, last night, it just kind of was the story of the game. He couldn't get any of them, Merrill. Felt like all the bounces went the wrong way last night. All of the plays went the wrong way. And it really, it was one of the more frustrating games I've remember with the Eagles in a long time, because you said it to start the call. They still had a legitimate chance to win a game in which they made so many mistakes.
Well, hasn't that been the case really for the last 3 weeks? Letting a 21-0 lead dissipate in Dallas, the opportunity to beat the Bears on a tush push and it gets snatched away. There were so many opportunities over these last 3 weeks, and that's what's so disappointing. But, and I hate to be overly optimistic at this point, but the fact of the matter is there are still 4 games left.
Tell them, man.
And this team is still in first place in the NFC East, and they have the Raiders, of all people, coming in this Sunday, a 2-11 team. So if they can't win this, they don't deserve to go to the playoffs. But they have a great opportunity to bounce back and then move on from there. And then they have Washington twice in the last 3 weeks. They have a tough game in Buffalo. But, again, the Commanders are just playing horrible football. So I still believe there's a good chance that this team can finish 11-6. As badly as we all feel about what happened last night, and we know that's not the norm from Jalen Hurts, he's not a guy who turns the ball over. He just had his worst night, his worst nightmare. And if you look back, the last time they turned it over like that was Michael Vick had a 4-turnover game. And Michael Vick was a great, great quarterback.
Yeah, it has been a long time. Merrill, you said it's Sunday against the Raiders. They're a big favorite in the game, and the Raiders are one of, if not the worst teams of pro football. So hopefully it is a bounce back.
They are.
Yeah.
They are. And, you know, here's another thing that surprised me. We went into this game. The thing I said to Mike on the pregame show, look, the Eagles have a great opportunity because Justin Herbert is not going to be with one surgically repaired left hand. He's not going to be go under center and use play action. Well, that went out the window, and he's not going to be able to run the ball much because he's not going to take a chance of falling on that hand that was just went under surgery a week ago. Well, he did everything. He hurt the Eagles more with his legs than he did with his arm.
I agree. You know what? He didn't have a good statistical night, but I was impressed watching Herbert's toughness. I mean, I was surprised he kept getting up. They hit him all night with pressure and with sacks. Good night most of the time for the Eagles defense. Merrill, we appreciate you hopping on. Get some rest this week, and we'll catch up with you Sunday at pregame show as we get ready for hopefully a bounce back and a win over the Raiders. Merrill.
Have a good one, Merrill.
Let's hope so. Let's hope so. Everybody needs this. Everybody.
You
so
know it.
Hopefully it'll happen Sunday.
There he goes. Merrill Reese, the voice of the Eagles. Thank you, Merrill. There he goes. Merrill Reese with us there on a Tuesday after the game. He's right about that. I walked away from the game. I don't even know what Herbert's numbers were. I'm sure they weren't good. The Eagles defense played well. I was impressed with how tough he was. I was like, you said it to start, and we got mad at you because you were bringing up a positive. They did hit him all night long.
Man, they got after him.
My goodness.
They got after
him, I was surprised he kept getting up.
Yeah. I mean, and you look at that, man, and most quarterbacks, you know, when you hit them as much as he got hit and he's already hurt, they usually turtle up. He didn't do that.
No.
He was tough. And that's why, you know, you take your hat off to the defense. They had moments where they didn't look that great, but they brought it last night.
They really did. I mean, after
he threw for 139 yards
and
one TD.
What would you say? Half of that was on the first drive,
yeah,
right? The Vidal pass down,
yeah,
the field? I mean, the Eagles' pass defense last night was outstanding. I thought Cooper played well.
Extremely well.
Jalex Hunt is probably their best edge right now. I thought they did a good job on that side of the football. Let's go back to the phone lines here, react to all this. Obviously, the loss, where the season is, and the big story right now, which is the quarterback. I think we have a quarterback problem, and I haven't said those words in 5 years. Omar in West Philly's up.
Hey, Omar.
Hey, Omar.
Hey, good afternoon. How's everybody? Good morning. How's everybody doing?
What's up, man?
Omar, we're trying to get through.
I know it's a tough one. I know. It's a tough one. But, you know, but just like we said, though, man, like, we had the tough part. This is probably the toughest NFL schedule, right? Almost probably like the history, like the NFL. We don't have like two back-to-back games, right? It's a tough schedule. Right? You know what I mean? We're number one inside the NFC East, and we got the playoffs coming up. I mean, it's like, as painful as it is, like, they were doing different stuff. And, like, Jalen Hurts was making a few good throws in there. And
Omar, he threw the ball 40 times. If the best thing we could say is he had a few good throws, that's not good. For he threw the ball 40 times.
No, but he had the drops, right? He had the drops. You know what I'm saying? We cannot, you know what I'm saying, to you, overlook the drops. And what we can overlook is that he threw it over the middle. The Devontae, that was a big third down play that he made. And we haven't really seen those. And again, some of the
We're now treating a quarterback that we spent the entire offseason fighting with each other, is he top five, like he's a first year rookie quarterback. This is the way they're talking about Caleb Williams in Chicago. Right? Like, there's some down, there's some up and down, but they're pointing out the good because he's still developing as a young quarterback. This is a sixth year quarterback that is paid like one of the biggest players in the NFL.
But
once that happens,
they all make that kind of money.
Once that happens, it changes the expectations, because every time you pay a quarterback, you have to subtract six players from your football team. That's why Josh Sweat isn't here. It's why Milton Williams isn't here. It's why the Eagles' best.
No, but we could have cut. No.
We could
have cut Mekhi Becton.
But the point is, when you pay a quarterback, you have to lose other players. It's a salary cap, right?
Right, but the same quarterback that gave you 95 points in the last championship.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Points. Guess what? A career isn't two games, Omar. Now he stinks.
Yeah, but you can't judge. Judge him off of going back to back, though. That's not fair. Judge him off of having a dynasty like he had failure. I mean,
what dynasty? What dynasty, Omar? What are you talking about? Dynasty?
Y'all judging him off of having like a dynasty? Like, if he don't go back to back, the season was a failure. That's not necessarily the case. He just won a Super Bowl. He took you to two Super Bowls. I mean,
If this season ends and he's the 25th ranked quarterback in the NFL, what do you say?
You said what? I'm sorry. Say it again.
If this season ends and he's the 25th quarterback in the NFL in terms of statistics.
My ranking.
Well, yeah, what are we going to do?
That's fine. Well, I mean, Mahomes is bad, too. Mahomes just had 10 points.
Oh, stop.
Like, Mahomes just had, like, he having a bad year. Like, sometimes quarterbacks have bad years. It happens.
No more. I can't do the Mahomes thing.
So what you going to do? I'm saying, what you going to do?
I'm not going to do anything. Omar, I'm not going to do a thing. I can tell you what Howie Roseman's going to do. He's going to get a new quarterback, Omar.
I don't think so.
Okay,
Here's what we'll do.
Yeah, and you might be right. We'll see. Go back and find me the years in the last 20 years where the Eagles get this bad of quarterback play and just bring it back the next year. It doesn't happen. The Eagles don't do that.
In 2023, they got a good coordinator. Look
no,
what happened.
He was better than this in 23.
They got him a good
they
coordinator.
Were
putting,
nah, nah, I disagree. Nah, I disagree, Omar. I disagree. They were putting up more points. They were moving the football way better. Yeah, he threw interceptions in 23. He played better than this. I think we're forgetting 23. This, guys, five-game stretch where eight turnovers and four touchdowns and a 57% completion percentage. I don't think we're realizing the gravity of the quarterback season we're watching. He's 25th in success rate. He is 20th in QBR. I mean, what do you want me to say?
It's tough, man. I mean, there's no question about it, but he's one of the most decorated quarterbacks in the NFL. Not saying that he's above reproach.
Can I just ask a question?
Yes.
Why does that matter?
Because that's the reason why he got the money, Joe.
Wasn't Russell Wilson one of the most decorated?
I hear what you're saying, but I don't think Jalen's there yet. No, that's why he's going to get the benefit of the doubt.
But I don't understand. If a quarterback plays bad, who cares what he did in the past? I'm asking a question. Why does it matter
because
to anyone?
Because you get that.
Why?
You get that deference. It's always like that. Well,
I don't
maybe
think
he had
it
a
is.
Bad game. How many bad games?
This is a bad season.
How many bad games have Jalen had like this? You know why I push back on that, Joe? Because like I said, I'm watching the same games that you watch, and Troy Aikman when they had a bad game and he wasn't scoring that much, Troy Aikman validated by saying, well, you know, It looks his way as long as they're winning, and I guess that's all that matters. Because at the end of the day, that is all that matters. Last night, he was...
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Exposed. There's no question about that. He was exposed last night. He was put, and it's his fault.
94 WIP breaking news.
We do have a positive.
What do we got?
And Hugh just lost a bet.
I knew it was coming.
Slugger Kyle Schwarber and the Philadelphia Phillies are finalizing a 5-year, $150 million contract, according to Jeff Passan and ESPN.
I'm paying you in pennies.
Needed it today. So five, what is it, 5-150?
5-150.
5-150. Hugh, we needed some good news in the studio
Congratulations.
Today.
I'm paying you in pennies, Kyle.
All right.
Just so you know.
All I wanted was the bragging rights. You were wrong. I was right.
Good job by the Phillies. Good job by Dave Dombrowski and John Middleton getting this done. Hugh, I always thought he was coming back.
I didn't think he was coming back.
I know you didn't. But I did get a little bit concerned with all the teams involved. I was watching a video last night where Joel Sherman was talking about there's like more people are involved in the Schwarber thing than even for better players, right? Like Kyle Tucker's probably a better player, but Schwarber had more teams involved, right? So that made me concerned a little bit. Like, it's one of these teams that's going to go to a different level than the Phillies wanted to go to. Hugh, I'm just glad they ended it now. Do not let this thing linger because, you know, if it lingers and it went two more weeks, well then, all right. Then if maybe options to replace him if he did leave go off the board. Hugh, I think it's a great move by the Phillies. I don't think 5 years is too much. I mean, sure, I'd rather four with a guy in his 30s, but Hugh, I think 5 years is appropriate. I think he's going to age well, and I feel that this is a great move by the Phillies to bring him back.
Yeah, you know what else? He's going to the World Baseball Classic, too, man. I saw that, and I had a feeling that today might be the day because, you know, he's gotten got a lot of good news today. So he's going to the World Baseball Classic as well.
Well, it's a good job by the Phillies. 5 years, 150. I do not think that is an overpay. I think his bat is worth that. And I know there's always that concern with a slugger in his 30s. Is he going to fall off a cliff? He doesn't play defense. When I watch him, I'm reminded of what David Ortiz did late in his career. And David Ortiz hit all through his 30s. And even if he's not quite Ortiz, he's not that far off. I love the fact that Kyle Schwarber's coming back. Hugh, I'm just happy we have some good news today. I needed something positive.
Yeah, we needed that. Yeah, we had a rough night. We're having a rough day. We're going to get through this, though.
Well, I mean, we will. I don't know. Is the football team going to get through it?
Yeah, I think they'll be okay.
In terms of?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I think
what's
today,
okay mean?
What is okay? I think they bounce back.
Like, beat the Raiders?
I beat the Raiders.
Okay, but that's...
Like, the playoffs, going to Super Bowl, that might be pie in the sky. That might be a little pie in the sky. Yeah.
So I just to wrap up, before we go back to the phone lines, what we were discussing, you bring up his resume. For me, the only thing that matters now is what the Eagles think he's going to be the rest of the season and next year moving forward.
I agree with that.
So, like, that's it. So, like, when we have these discussions over the next few weeks and then into the offseason, guys, I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't care that he won the Super Bowl MVP last year. It's not germane for me.
This is why it's germane, Joe, because they are going to allow him to work himself out of that because of what he's done in the past.
I don't agree with you.
I'm telling you what it is.
But maybe for this.
I hear you not agreeing with me, but I'm telling you what it is.
For this week or for next season?
Well, for this week.
Okay, that's
fine. Joe.
I agree with that.
We got four games to figure out what Jalen Hurts is. And Jalen Hurts is on the clock because let me tell you probably what was going to happen if this game didn't happen. He probably was going to ask for some more money.
Well, that's going to happen anyway.
Well, you're talking about a guy who had a successful season. That's coming off of Super Bowl MVP. That's what a pass matters. that's taking his team to the playoffs, say if they won a couple playoff games, he's going to ask for some more money.
Yeah, I guess.
I don't know if that's going to be, like, you probably, after last night's game and potentially what could happen moving forward, you're probably not going to be in a position to do that.
Yeah, I just, when we get, again, I agree. I think you're right about this week, right? That right now, I think he's going to start the game on Sunday. I'm just saying, as we move forward into the offseason, the only thing that matters for me is, do they think he's the right quarterback to lead them into 26 and beyond? And if the answer is yes, it's yes. If the answer is no, then him playing a good game in February of 2025 really doesn't matter
anymore. Let me tell you what I think potentially could happen in this situation. And you kind of touched on it. Will they draft a quarterback? Yes, they probably will. How high? Don't know. Because I don't know, like, right now, the hot quarterback. I know what Arch is coming. I think Arch is coming out this year.
Potentially.
And it's a couple other guys, but that's the one that name jumps out to me immediately. I don't know if they're going to do that. But, yeah, last night was telling. No question about it. Last night was telling.
Yeah, I mean, in my mind, I'm going back and forth. Is it going to be a first-round quarterback or second-round quarterback at this point? I mean, that's where I sit here today. I mean, again, this reminds me a lot of 2019 Wentz. Not 2020, and that keeps coming up. It's 2019 when you started to see the signs. It was going the wrong way, and they hedged. They went and got Jalen, and it was a great draft pick. 215-592-9494. We did promise you we'll hear from Sirianni and Hurts here. Can we – we got more news?
Well, what do you got? Non-Phillies news, okay. But the Dodgers signed Edwin Diaz.
Oh, so just getting better?
Yeah.
Okay. Their bullpen was their weakness. Now they get it closer.
Now I'm back down.
Okay. Well,
just like that.
Yeah. I worry about him in October. We got Schwarber back. Can I have the positive? Can we just stick with the positive? Also, is there some news on Lane Johnson? Sounds like maybe this week.
Yeah, Schefter said it sounds like they're getting back soon. He didn't give like a timetable, but Lane posted the eyes emoji
before
the game.
I saw that last
night.
Yep.
Sounds like he's eyeing up next week is my guess.
Can we hear from Sirianni? He was asked, as we kind of banter about changes and future and all that, he was asked last night if he's going to stay the course when it comes to coaching, personnel. Well, here's how you answer that one.
Are personnel responsibility changes on the table, or is the plan?
Yeah, we'll stay the course. We'll just keep grinding it out and get ourselves out of this little hole that we're in.
Hugh, I thought he did a good job by answering that as quickly and as swiftly as he did.
Because you already know what we're going with this.
Yeah, of course.
Like, Joe, there was a chance last night, like just going through the different scenarios of how the day was going to go. I had a feeling that this was going to be one of them, and this is the one that came to light. All the questions, I'm not about to sit here and say that they're not valid questions when you talk about benching the quarterback because he played horrendous last night. But there's also a monetary value tied to that I don't think a lot of people understand. And the fact that Jalen has had success in the past, you give him, he gets another chance just because of that. Now, next week is going to be telling. And how he handles it is going to be telling. Because it's probably going to be more of the same. You know, they're going to try to open this offense up just a little bit more. How does he respond to that? And that was one of the things that he said last night that really resonated with me, is how he responds to this, because he's on the clock now. The eyes are on you. Hmm. You know, there's been a lot of people, when we talked about this weeks ago, and nobody wanted to hear it. This is where we are. So it's one of those things where you got to respond, and if you don't, then you're probably going to be in a bad spot.
Yeah, let's hear from Jalen last night, talking about, he was asked about Nick Sirianni being more involved in the offense. How did that go? And I like the way he answered this question.
He played a very good role this week, provided some structure and kind of organized some things for us. Obviously, we still have ways and room for improvement, but I look at myself first. I look them in the mirror first and say, how can I respond to all those things? So the mentality, as I've said, is to execute everything that's called and try and bring the strategy, you know, that we're taking in that game to life as best as I can. And I just want to find ways to continue to improve that.
So look, he was asked that question about Sirianni, you know, being more involved. Obviously, there's a lot of ways you could think about it, right? They had one of their worst games with Sirianni involved. But I think he answered the question appropriately. I got to look at myself, right? Like, that's the only way to answer that question. He's got to play better.
Sing it, Hill.
The man in the mirror.
Looking at the man in the mirror?
That's what he said.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, he does have to look at the man in the mirror.
Well, we're looking at that man in that mirror. Our 215-592-9494. We'll react to all this coming up on the other side. Also, we'll get to a few other issues we had last night. There were a lot, right? It wasn't just Jalen Hurts, even though he's the biggest story right now. The head coach, the wide receiver. We'll get to it all. It is the Midday Show. Sports Radio 94 WIP. FanDuel, in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, is the number one sports book for same game parlays. From points and rebounds to threes and assists, FanDuel is the best place to combine your favorite picks into a same game parlay or track every stat live, all in one easy to use app. And right now, it's a perfect time to join because new customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So bet on the players you love the way you want. Head to FanDuel.com/GIGLI to sign up today. FanDuel, official sports betting part of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official sportsbook of 94 WIP.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.